my battle arena to Shinden just does not do anything. So,
wait, can you say that one more time?
My battle arena to Shinden just does not do anything.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over the
my battle arena. my battle arena to Shinden doesn't do anything.
Yeah, croaking. I'm ballerina to Shinden.
Yeah, so that's going to be my contribution. This will just constantly be going.
Well, that's Toshinden, man. My new game. I can do this only. That sounds like the action pack sounds of a battle. Punch.
Yep. I'm trying to angle this so you can still hear it while mm-hmm. it's going. But I'm still wearing my R zone like an eye patch, even more so than just like it already is an eye patch.
Well, we're back.
We're back. Hey, guess what? We finally got a grant from the James Cameron Foundation mm-hmm. To go down and dredge up our old friends Ronaldo and Philippe.
Yeah, can you hear the drums, Ronaldo? And he can hear the drums. It's time. You thought that you'd hear Abject Suffering episode 200. Instead, the R Zone Zone 2.
Return to the R Zone Zone, I think, is what we settled on, Gary. I'd be very happy if you didn't upset my spreadsheets.
Well, here's the thing. If we call it episode number 2, that implies an episode number 3 in like another year and a half. So, you know, 2 years. So, well, let's see. I don't want to upset can it be a parenthetical?
We can work it out. Is this episode 200? I don't actually know.
Of this, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that was the idea, right?
Yeah.
Or no, anniversary. Episode 200, anniversary.
Yeah.
This is the beautiful sound that my new game was supposed to make. Which is clearly recognizable as the theme from Star Wars.
Right, of an anthem to a war in the stars, I believe is the name of that.
A war in the stars. Because when we brought back Philippe and Ronaldo, they brought friends, baby.
Yes, they did. They were down at the bottom of the sea working with the Eldritch monstrosities to...
Have you met my friend, Toshinden?
have you met my friend Luke, the Walker of Skies?
Yeah, the Jedi Adventure. There is literally nothing in Jedi Adventure for the Tiger R Zone that looks like is recognizable from Star Wars, except for that blaster sound,
right?
And that little jingle that doesn't play on mine for some reason.
Yeah, I'm a little. I'm more shocked that you were able to find apparently YouTube footage of R Zone games
from Jimmy Ryder, 623 views, one upvote, one downvote,
of course,
and D Mayfield too, 5 years ago. Why does everyone walk past the damn lightsaber?
What are you talking about?
I assume he means in this game somehow, but I can tell you why. It's because nothing is well, there is actually. It's weird. It's a side scroller.
What?
Like kind of, it's like a Final Fight esque. I'm Gary Butterfield.
Oh, I'm Cole Ross, and this is the R Zone Zone.
The R Zone Zone.
The return.
Back, the return. The Birth by Sleep. And the so it's like a Final Fight side scroller. You stay in the middle thing, you know, mostly, but you can go up and down, and enemies just kind of come from both sides. You can shoot in both directions. You're holding two blasters, and that's Jedi Adventure.
Okay.
For the Tiger R Zone, apparently there's a lightsaber somewhere, according to D Mayfield too, but I couldn't find it.
Oh no! So he's a Chime in Charlie who's coming in there saying, "Hey, everybody's doing it wrong, but me."
And I'm sure he's the one who downvoted this.
The one,
like the one person upvoted it, one person downvoted it. It's got a 50-50 rating.
Oh jeez.
Of the 623 views of someone pointing a shaky camcorder at his R Zone.
Should we go back to brass tacks? Because if we label this as the return to the R Zone Zone, people are going to be probably rightfully curious because nobody knows what the R Zone is.
And some people do, but we've probably picked up some listeners since.
We probably have, because I was about to say how crazy it is that there are people who can take film of an R Zone, because like there are all kinds of, like, I'm just now getting my glimpse at the R Zone super screen for the first time, and that's crazy.
If you like the R Zone super screen, how about the R Zone data zone? Yeah. Did we talk about the R Zone data zone last time? Here's the problem with doing the R Zone zone again is I don't remember what R Zone generalities we've already covered.
The same. I was looking at Wikipedia. I was like, I think I would remember if something was called the data zone.
Entering the data zone definitely sounds. I looked up information on it on the old PDA wiki, which apparently is a wiki on old PDAs. I looked on eBay to find one because, like, how baller would it be if I did all of my planning and stuff on the R Zone data zone? Like, I get this in my pocket, and I'm like, hey, you know, do you want to go out to dinner that night? I'm like, okay, well, let me check my calendar. And I pull out an R Zone data zone and then type into it and then treat myself to a little round of, Bald Arena Toshinden.
Yeah.
In between dance-offs.
In between dates, as though this is some kind of Three's Company kind of thing, where you're doing, you've got three dates at once. One with Miranda, one with Rochelle, and one with Ronaldo.
Ronaldo data zone. One with my girlfriend, data zone.
Yep. So let's get through this real quick, because there's a lot of meat that we have to get to. The R Zone is a tiger... It wouldn't do to call it a handheld, would it?
It depends, because there are different models. Some of them are definitely a handheld.
Right.
The R-Zone, Extreme Pocket Game is definitely a handheld.
Yeah, it descends from the Tiger handheld lineage, let's say that, okay? In that it is a very simplistic LCD-style game, mostly based on licensed properties, okay?
Yes.
The version that I'm currently wearing... and you were hearing at one point, but it turned off. There we go. Sorry, that needs to be going the whole time. There's no music, and I'm very upset by that. One that I'm wearing is designed to kind of cash in on the hype of the then imminent / nascent Virtual Boy coming out of Nintendo.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. The way that it displays, you pop this little cartridge in front of a red light in a headset, and it flashes the red light through. It reflects the image back off of an eyepiece that kind of would remind you of like a Dragon Ball Z scanner, like power level scanner. Yeah. And so you strap it to your head, and it has a controller attached to it with where the batteries and stuff are.
Yes. And then you get to play like pretty lame LCD games, like not so much lamer than a regular LCD game, but not great.
Right.
And I'm looking at video footage now of the Pocket Extreme Pocket handheld one, the one that's more like a, and it looks kind of badass because it's backlit in a way. So it actually looks pretty cool. But they're expensive. And that's dumb.
Well, they were expensive to run. So the Super Screen, which is the one that that kind of made me go, when I saw so the Super Screen runs on 4D size batteries, which is like, okay, so you have to plug it into your car's AC adapter.
It looks like a something you'd use to scan for radiation. It looks like a Geiger counter.
Oh yeah. Like this looks like the original model Pip-Boy from Fallout 1 and 2.
Yeah. It's huge.
And the screen has a very pleasant glow. Now that looking at it, and also I've previewed a video of the Battle Arena Toshinden one. There's definitely supposed to be music, and not just my croaking here.
That's sad. Because I mean, it runs just fine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no, I'm definitely fighting. I'm a guy with a stick, who's fighting what appears to be a woman with a golf club.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know which Toshinden you are.
No. And of course, to keep myself pure, I did not actually play the base model of Battle Arena Toshinden, because, you know, if you play the PS4 version of Shadow of Mordor, you're not going to go back and play the PS3 one. This is if you're going to go to town, go into Lincoln, right?
Yeah. At the very least, do the virtual reality version. Right. This is the future.
Yeah.
The Oculus. But that's the R Zone, this little toy. We were gifted R Zones.
Yes, by our friend Paul.
Yes, very generous fan who gifted us R Zones.
Yeah.
did the R-Zone Zone, changed the show after Suffering got canceled.
Yep. The big wigs were not happy.
Yeah. Big wigs are not happy. The big wigs are very hard to satisfy.
Yeah.
So they want, you know, again, we, James Cameron, let us dredge these bad boys up, our two little friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we got two new games for them. Jedi Fighter, Star Wars Jedi Fighter or whatever, mm-hmm. Jedi Adventure. And then, which the Wikipedia, the Star Wars Wiki says, Star Wars Jedi Adventure is a game created for the R-Zone handheld gaming system. That is the single line of text in the Star Wars Wiki, which I should remind you has an expansive entry on breast, horse, the things that seem much more self-explanatory than the Jedi.
Wait a minute. So I was a little bit worried when you got this, the Star Wars one, that episode 200 would just be a bashing on Star Wars thing.
All right, well, the axe is an anime now.
Okay. Oh, so,
it's Star Wars is fine because Star Wars fans are fine.
Yes.
So I've decided what's really important is how negatively something impacts my life.
Yep. Just by how much I get at. Yeah.
Yeah. And Twitter has very robust muting. So I can mute everything about Star Wars. Like I haven't read about BB-8 like in 4 months. It's been great. Like I don't need to deal with that failure sphere.
with the little white cuck ball.
Yeah. Little white cuck ball who can suck my dick. I do not need to deal with him. However, you know, and we don't need to get into anime either. That would be like a weird twist if we got into that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the Star Wars one I got because it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yep. No, we went on to eBay and like mine came in like full on like blister pack. I took some pictures of it and I tried to open it as non-destructively as possible. Like I slid it along the back and opened it up and read all the stuff. But yeah, this is very much like you can smell the KB Toys failure on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just this package is very rough and tumble, very warped by years of, you know, being moved around in trucks. Okay, so Wikipedia on breast.
I ripped into mine with my teeth and my gums are still bleeding.
Yep, it was a very big mistake.
Yeah, I gotta get in this R-Zone game.
Yeah. Since breasts reasonably appear in every piece of Star Wars media, this list only includes specific mentions of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like everything that everyone likes about. I mean, I'm not trying to get all into this, but everything that people like about the Star Wars Wiki, I hate. Like, I hate that there's a breast entry. It seems gross to me.
You know, there's canon, and then there's legends.
Yeah, you can choose between legendary breasts
or canonical breasts. Non-mammals with breasts, the number of females belonging to non-mammalian species. Yeah, I feel like there are probably whole podcasts about the Wikipedia, but appearance. I have not.
Darth Plagueis, he's got some breasts. Thank God I know that.
Set of knockers on that boy. Ooh, the crystal star. What is this? I need to close this, otherwise that's what this episode's going to be about. No, we hopped on eBay and I saw that the Battle Arena Toshinden one. Like, what is more mid-90s than Battle Arena Toshinden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna do R-Zone stuff, like give me that instead of like the Batman. Something. I got it and I fired it up yesterday and I find out there's no like sound. Like what we want is the chirp. You know,
because the sound is really good. What you heard at the beginning of this episode was the Daytona USA theme.
Yeah,
again, and that's a classic. We're never gonna, you know. I'm glad that didn't go away, but I wanted a totally new sound.
Yeah,
and now that I looked at it on eBay, it's pretty disappointing. It's just the Star Wars theme. I was hoping for some kind of bizarre, unplaceable nonsense. These little croaks that your guy's doing is very sad. Like it sounds like Philippe is dying.
Well, I mean, Philippe has been sitting at the bottom of the ocean for 18 months.
That's our zone for like pump the water out of my lungs, you fucking monster. Because our zones have lungs now. It's a Cronenberg nightmare. Yep. Like, we shouldn't have grafted lungs onto these our zones. We made it so they could drown.
Yep. Like, it is the could should dichotomy as expressed by this our zone that I have foolishly attached to my head, and I now realize the burning sensation is it assuming control.
It's uncomfortable. It's warm, and it's also just wearing like a real non-breathable sweatband. For the whole time.
Yeah, I forgot about the real impetigo kind of threat that I have by having this piece of foam pressed kind of tightly against my forehead.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely getting some wrestler taint like applied directly to the forehead there.
Yeah.
Like wrestler sweats. I had a brief moment of panic when I was packing my R-Zone where I was like, oh, I left the batteries in here. I hope it's not all corroded and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I have to actually open it and get those out. I didn't actually do it, though. So mm-hmm. I had that moment of fear. And then I was like,
yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm probably fine.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
No, it's changing the batteries on these is a real son of a bitch. Because yeah. I dropped my controller and hit the ground and it popped halfway open. They've got it like on a one-sided like hinge clip thing, but also tiny little like number one screwdriver sized screws at the bottom. And I was gone like for a good 4 minutes going to get that taken care of.
Which, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took slightly longer than I thought it would.
Yes. Which on second thought doesn't actually make that sound as, traumatic as I intended it to.
No, it wasn't too bad.
No. Everything time dilates when somebody's waiting for you, though.
Can not to change the subject, but can I take that's definitely true. The different categories you have on your R zone data zone.
Okay. So
these are the things it can do. You have it things to remember, friends/family, clock alarm, all one word.
Okay.
Calculator, password, things to do, and stuff.
Whoa, things to remember and things to do are separate?
Things to do and things to remember are different, and they're both different than stuff.
it's like a very basic form of GTD. Yeah. You got your little someday maybe list in there. Yeah.
Yeah. we have to get, speaking of planners, if this show ever gets canceled, we have to do the game.comrades.
Oh, of course.
At some point, because I need you to get a GameCom so we can do the Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
For GameCom. Like, it's something, buddy.
Yours was what, like $50?
Yeah, it's like a $50 investment.
Yeah. The price jumped because I looked at it recently. Because
these things are so fucking hot. I don't know. GameComs are hot.
It turns out there's like a very precious element that was used in those screens only. Yeah. What is it? Was it the GameCom or was it like the Gizmondo where the founder was basically on the run for fraud and the authorities only caught him because he flipped his vet on Mulholland Drive?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it might have been the Gizmondo, which was a co-conspirator of like the Engage mobile game craze.
Yeah, it was a precursor for the Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, right. I think it's some kind of
yeah. So the GameCom's expensive now.
It was like it was like $75 or $80.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm horrified. One, because that's too much. Two, I don't totally remember what I paid for it, and I really hope it wasn't like $80. Some kind of insane, like, you know, I don't know. But the crazy thing, the reason why we've got to get that Resident Evil 2 so we can do it is so you can be with me in this bold assumption. The Game Boy Color Resident Evil is much better than the GameCom Resident Evil 2.
Oh, I mean,
it's kind of amazing. Like
the Game Boy Color one is actually kind of, I mean, it's a novelty, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's barely functional. Like I don't think that like the DS version of Resident Evil is like that worthwhile, but like it's ridiculous that they got as much of Resident Evil up and running on the Game Boy Color. No, I would totally go with you on that because like doesn't the RE2 on GameCom have like a game.com? Doesn't that have
it's
like
actually, you're right the first time. It's so stupid. It has that dot, but you're not supposed to pronounce it.
Is that it's on like, the style guide? Is that the branding? Yeah,
like, according to the Coast Mile manual style, it's like, yeah, you're not supposed to pronounce the dot. It's a silent dot.
No, but isn't it like one hit kill kind of stuff because you can't actually break free?
I couldn't break three free. You might be able to do it, but I you know, I don't have the manual anymore. I got bored. And it's weird. It's very, it's like side scrolly. It's so blurry. I've never seen a blurrier console. Like you leave trails. Like it is ridiculous. Even though I could have just been in the same like mushroom haze that led to me spending $80 on a GameCom.
You're just feeling a little bit silly side, but yeah. Wow. The R-Zone data zone does look, it looks like a planner. It looks like the planner that I had when I went into fifth grade, because I felt like
except
a real
I can play R-Zone games.
Yeah.
Like it's so
well,
good.
You don't tell
like,
your teachers that. You don't tell your teachers that.
Exactly. Like, oh, I'm sorry, teacher. I'm just categorizing my stuff. Don't mind me. I want one so bad.
Yeah. How much did they run? The data.
I couldn't
zones.
Find it on eBay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there were only like five made.
Yeah, for the five richest kings of Europe at the time.
Just imagine, like, if you roll up on a Voodoo Donuts and there's a guy on a unicycle with his Apple Newton, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you just flip this out. You're like, let me.
Yeah.
I need to make a note
out
here.
Of my like personalized like miniature go karts, like or whatever I'm wearing. That like
your Shriner car.
Yeah, my Shriner car. Like you think you're worse. I'm the worst. You think you should die? I should die. I don't know if we talked about this during the first R Zone Zone, but even if we didn't, I really want to.
Okay.
On Game Facts for the R Zone, there's not an R Zone section, but in the site suggestion sub forum, suggestion, the R Zone system board and game board data from Newport Box 100s.
Okay.
So people who know that episode more than we do might be upset that we're repeating ourselves, but this is still amazing.
Okay.
Newport Box 100s, it's a legit handheld with licensed games release such as Virtual Fighter, Mortal Kombat 3, and Panzer Dragoon. I'd like to see it be, I'd like there to be discussion boards for the hardcore. He says, Morbid Angle says, is there really an audience though? I mean, if there was, then we'd have a system board by now. Newport 100. Yes, there's a huge hardcore audience.
Well, yeah.
Guess when this is, actually, Cole, we didn't talk about this because guess when this was?
When was it?
1 month ago.
What?
Yeah, like there have been developments in the Arizona world.
Whoa. Like,
okay, where is this? Knowing the post I've seen out of you on Metal and Classic Gaming, I'm not going to take your word for it. Newport Box 100s. I'm extremely credible.
Oh, so
Newport
there's Box drama. 100.
Yeah. Lost Vikings. The Lost Vikings, who is a gimmick account, only post as the three Lost Vikings. As Olaf saying, good idea. Eric saying, yeah, no. Baylog saying, laugh my ass off. Nice troll OP. So he's in character up until, that's the Lost Vikings.
Right.
But yeah. And then Lum says it's actually a proper system. It has interchangeable games. It should be on this site. And then Morbid Angle is like, is there an audience? He says, irrelevant. That logic should only apply to special just boards, not systems or games. Like there's all this drama about whether the R Zone should get on Game Facts.
Yeah. This is like a full on edit war. Like they're going to bat for taxonomy.
Yeah.
I mean, so in fairness, like I might actually side with the purist who comes in and says, hey, this deserves a board, because we've probably looked at, we're in the upper 50 percentile of like the people who've looked at numbers of boards on Game Facts. Okay. Like we've seen things, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many games just don't have any activity on it. Like there doesn't need to be any like audience for this, because somebody will come in and say, low like claimed it. And then it'll sit there and rot, and then we're going to swing by and look at it. Yeah.
That's the thing is you and I, we're Newport Box 100 boys. Like we're on this guy's side.
Yeah. You remember that old folk song, which side are you on? We are Newport Box 100. Yeah. This is, I think this is a fight worth having. Although I do disagree with Newport Box 100 saying, hey, we need a board for the hardcore. No, like don't build yourself up in order to accomplish what you need. Tear Game Facts down.
Newport Box 100 is currently in purgatory. His account is suspended for a set period of time due to numerous or severe terms of use violations. God.
He got too close.
He got too close. He found out the R Zone's terrible secret.
That it has lungs now.
Yeah, that he grafted lungs onto it.
Now with lungs.
He says, but you should make some kind of machine, but what can breathe?
what is existence but to turn oxygen into carbon dioxide and vice versa?
But,
so, oh, yeah, I lost.
Oh, dang, it sounded like you did. we both have the headgear model, and I think it's fair to say, as much as we're very thankful to get these, I think that we did get the kind of shitty end of the stick
a little bit,
as far as X-Zone, R-Zone models.
A little bit, but like I think that this is the most visually striking one. Like,
oh yeah, for display, very much.
Oh
so.
Yeah, I have a glass skull with a magnetic puzzle that I assembled inside of it. That I keep the R Zone affixed to. It is right above my computer.
Yeah, I cannot tell you the panty peeling effect of the R Zone I'm lying. Like that's not true.
No,
you do get a what's that, and then because I'm me, like I honestly explain it, and then it becomes like a, you know, a real date repellent. Like nobody leaves, but it just kind of like that really kills the mood. Me explaining the history of the R zone and like, no, it's not actually. Well, no, it's not good. It just. I mean, okay. I just think it's, you know, and
so, okay, so the ancient Greeks defined irony as
like, well, you spend how much time on this and how much money? Well, I'm probably, you know, between time and money, I'm like $30 in, and probably, I don't know, with research and stuff, about 2 hours, two and a half hours into my R-Zone career,
right? Which, to be fair, is more entertainment than anybody else has ever gotten out of this.
Out of the R zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game that this Jedi adventure game, Star Wars adventure game, is actually not that bad.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, it's like, it reminds me of like a Game & Watch kind of thing. It's, you just have to stay in front of the enemies that come in those different lanes, but they can come from either side. You press a different button if you're shooting ahead of you or behind you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, actually. Yeah. I think. So I was very surprised to play. It's better than Daytona, which was also like not the worst. Like if that were just a LCD game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's where we landed on it before, but that's where I'm at with it now.
Yeah. I mean, I fired it up and played a little bit of it. Like if I'm being honest, the battle arena to Shinden it is literally just the same as any of the fighting games that I played on a Tiger LCD handheld. Like, but you can select your character in this and also select different weapons and stuff. Like there's a little bit more to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy that you have a character select.
Yeah. Well, you're just selecting, whether you're on the left or the right. Like the left one is a dude. I think that is Toshi. And then on the right, it is Inden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were going to remember one of the characters from Battle Arena Shinden, but yeah.
Nope.
Oh,
I was going for a dumber joke than that.
Yeah, because nobody. There's probably some Battle Arena Shinden fans out there. I don't know them though.
It could be. It could be a just fine game. Like I always lump that in with like a Toball Number One kind of thing, where it's like I just don't care. I just don't care.
I do not care either.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not even like a good list of like, even the TV tropes thing for the R zone does not have very much information on it.
Yeah, it's under this strange category that pops up every once in a while, which is just useful notes.
Yeah, which is the same as just, it just tells you about it.
Yeah,
which is what, you know, a lot of things do on TV tropes.
Right, yeah. Like a lot of the ones that I've seen have been like factual information. So like useful notes when you're writing a story set in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, like that weird side of TV tropes where it becomes like a literary manual, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just went to the Ask the Tropers sidebar to see if there are any R-Zone questions and to ask a question of my own, but it wants me to create an account.
No.
So no.
We've come around. We've softened up on TV tropes quite a bit. But no, I'm not. I don't need an account.
No. I mean, it's still like, I also discovered a lot of bad parts of TV tropes, too.
Yes.
So I just realized, like most things, it's good and bad.
Right.
Yeah, that wild mask. I was hoping to, that's what I was trying to find when I went here. It was like wild mask guessing on the R zone. So we can find out about the Daytona driver and like, you know, what kind of, because, you know, those things are always, it's all a big dream or, you know, some kind of dumb trope.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's a crossover. Like, what if the driver in Daytona, USA for the R zone was the doctor from Doctor Who?
Yeah, or like once all the horses died in Fallout Equestria and they can no longer ride horses, they started becoming cars and became Fallout cars. Fallout Daytona.
Wait a minute, Fallout cars, like Pixar's cars?
Yeah.
That actually, I'd read that.
You know, there's a this is meandering even for us. Like who's this for? We're just talking. Like this is pretty bad. Did you know that there's like a theory, there's a developing theory, I was reading about the AV Club now, that there's enough background details in the Cars movies to imply that World War II definitely happened. And since there are no people, that means there is a Hitler car.
what are you talking about?
World War II happened in the Cars universe.
Okay.
So if World War II happened in the Cars universe and there aren't people in the Cars universe.
Right.
It's all just cars. Doesn't that imply that somebody was like a German aggressor during the Cars World War II?
Well,
and wouldn't that then be a Hitler mobile of some kind?
but whose skeleton would be in the trunk?
Like, I don't know, a Hot Wheel. Ava's Hot Wheel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Comfy.
Okay, so I don't know enough about the Cars universe. Are there German stereotypes? Like, are there
I think it's stereotypes all the way down, and that.
Yeah. That's so like, there is the American South represented because they do have Toe Mater.
Yeah, they have Toe Mater, Larry the Comedian guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who plays him? Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are other things too, and I think, I guess, just in the second one, I was reading about it, and there's like a flashback to all these planes that were like definitely doing like D-Day. And like that means like there's like Cars concentration camps.
Oh geez.
Like Cars, like everything,
sorry, Gary,
like
impound lots,
like, you know, the, like Cars Hiroshima. You know, like everything that implies is just amazing if there's a World War II in the Carsiverse.
Yeah,
like a Cars Holocaust museum, you know, like there's I don't know. It's a pretty great fan theory, though, and I'm way into it. Like,
yeah.
I have no interest in those. I'm a Fairweather Pixar fan at best, and like, mm-hmm. Out of all the Pixar properties, is by far the one I have the least interest in.
Oh yeah, and of course, it's the one that's made the most money. So,
and that's why they keep making them, and it's ruining their integrity. Like, yeah. It's like they're and you know, Pixar only makes good movies. It's like, no, they cash checks.
Yeah,
you know, like they cash checks.
Yeah.
It makes me want to, because what if like they keep going in that direction? You know, like, how do the Cars deal with, you know, I don't know, like, do they show up, you know, in there's like the American West, and they're fighting, like, I don't even know what a Native American car would be. Like, I want to challenge them to really push this idea
to really just map limits. It out entirely.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's not a very well developed. It's what happens when you think, what if all people were cars?
Well, it's like, who would ride,
you
know, in
you have
car?
A stupid idea. Yeah. Well, nobody does. They just move around on their own. It's one of the dumbest things it's ever been.
But wait, aren't most cars like cars are the way they are because they have to carry people and things?
Yeah, they just have empty cavities. They're all hollow people. It's very weird. Like it's not okay.
There's an image that I love that I've not been able to find, which is a picture of what's the main character's name? Owen Wilson, the car?
Flash or
yeah,
Flash McSpeed.
Yeah, Flash Wilson McSpeed. You know, the cars are in, or the eyes of the cars are in the windshield, which makes no sense. It has to be the headlights.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, okay. Then the door opens up and out flies these two gigantic floating eyes. That were just loaded in the actual cavity of the car, acting as the eyes.
That's and then
they float
weird.
Away.
They just flow like they behold their eyes. Like, yep. That's very weird.
Yeah, not been able to find that. If someone can dig it up for us. But yeah, like the most recent cars, I mean, Cool Games Inc. did this already, so we can't actually like go too far into it. But like it is like an anti-millennial screed. So there are millennial cars who are coming in and have all of the like stereotypical millennial tropes attached to them.
Yeah, I believe. I mean, it's not the most progressive of moving with Toe Mater.
Yeah.
Oh man. What a stupid cartoon. stupid cartoon.
Oh man.
I'm just about out of our zone things. I really thought this would carry itself more than it did.
Me too. Yeah.
I don't feel bad about this, but I had real high hopes for returning to the our zone. Maybe we need to dunk these bad boys in the sea and then we start the game.com ads next year.
Like actually get them lungs. Yeah.
Yeah. Like not dip them in the sea, like get them gills, get them lungs that they just drown. But like, let's graft gills onto these things. Lungs.
Yeah. Water lungs.
Yeah, aqua lungs.
eyeing
game boys with bad intent. I think this might be closing the door on the R Zoneverse.
Yeah, it definitely might. There's not really that much further for the lore to go. Like they're back, but they came back different. I mean, you can hear how discouraged Philippe is. But
yeah, they came back changed. They came back worse. And it's because we brought them back. It's a lot like Pet Sematary.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like we shouldn't have brought them back.
No.
You know, and now we know. And now we can let them be free and go down to the sea and they'll graft onto whales and stuff
oh,
like
man.
That.
Okay, so a non-anglerfish who can't compete. It's a little bit like the anglerfish version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where like a tiny little fish, he doesn't fit in with his friends. But then he gets in our zone and all of a sudden he's got little dinger hanging off of him. And he can lead anglerfish Santa for underwater Christmas.
I thought you were going to say that the fish would find it and be like an angler fish for poor kids. Like, they'll give you one fish
to yeah, catch. Like, if you can't afford the hot new Christmas gift of an angler fish.
No, kids. Not that. Like, you would, a fish, like an evil fish would have the R zone, and then a 90s poor kid would see the R zone and want it. And then go in, and that evil fish would eat it. Like, he would use the R zone.
He would like lure it in. Okay. So it's like a mimic almost. It's an angler fish that has adapted itself to land and also to feed on sweet, sweet boy head meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, Ronaldo.
Goodbye, Philippe.
I'm not going to throw you away, but in the fiction, you're going into the water.
Yep.
The nice thing about having two R zone carts, though, and I think we talked about this, is it has a space for one spare cart.
You know.
And the thing, so I'm now full up. I'm at like after, so nobody give me an R zone cart. I am at capacity.
Yep, we're going to have to institute a one in, one out policy.
Yes. Anybody who it's take an R zone, leave an R zone. and please, you know, take all you like, but like all you take.
Oh my gosh, I can't actually get this off. Oh, it's all tangled up. It's all tangled up in my headphones.
That actually is a good ending for this. If you now become bonded to the R zone, and you can't take it off.
If it's like Finn's blast grade sword, blast grade, like grass blade. Really, there we go.
I would really like it if you could not take off the R zone.
Hey Cole, can I give you a note? You know, we're moving into a new season on the network. Can you just kind of glue that to your head?
Can you make that my birthday and Christmas present?
Okay.
You don't have to give me anything free through this holidays, but
you are going to buy me that palette of Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Yeah.
Jane Proudfoot.
Your favorite character, Jane Proudfoot. And then you can be all the neighborhood kids' favorite character, Scary McMachine Face, who wanders the streets of Cincinnati going.
I could totally be Cincinnati's Green Man. I would walk around like adopting affectations to try and distract from my R zone on my head.
I walk around with a cane now. Don't you notice my cane? Well, yeah. No, I noticed that you're constantly playing Battle Arena Toshinden, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. Here I am in this Shriner's car. Okay. There are a couple of things that I am noticing right now. No, and I would like just get different hats, like maybe a sombrero, until it like blows off at an inopportune situation, like maybe at a high society party.
Yeah, and exposes your R zone face.
Yeah.
I like the R zone face being like a face.
It's a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah. R zone face for a face.
Yep. No, and just I'm a tragic figure. After I die, I'll die in a horrible accident. The mortician will say this has to be closed casket, but because of the R zone, they can't actually close it. So all of my next of kin are horrified.
I just imagine all of us sitting somberly at your funeral, and then like out of the funeral, out of your casket, like, rah, 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 and your mom running up to me like, he's still alive. Me grabbing her shoulder and being like,
throwing herself on the casket.
It's my boy.
Oh wait, he's back. Boy. Sorry. I popped in the Daytona USA. And the casket like goes into the ground playing this song on it.
Yeah. And then we erect a tombstone that's just a gigantic bust of your head wearing the R zone. Kids can press the button and it makes that sound.
He died doing what he loved.
Being shamed for his R zone.
I just had a So when you were telling that story and setting up that space for us to play in, Gary, you mentioned something about going to my funeral, and I got real sad thinking that one of us is going to have to go to the other's funeral someday.
Yeah, I never thought about that. This is closing a door. Yeah, I never really thought about that.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And we can't travel together. It's like the two people who know the secret recipe for Coke.
Oh,
so it has to be that, because you know there's no way that we did both die in a plane crash.
No. What would happen?
Yeah. And then
hi, I'm Braden. Like, I'm Dennis, and welcome to Watch Out for Fireballs.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just just Greer and
you can't name any more of my friends, can you?
Well, I was trying to remember his last name, which I usually call Ben Merkel.
Oh yeah.
And I remember Ben, but I couldn't remember Merkel for some reason. So yeah. I can't remember the name of one of your friends. There's like, what's his name? Stringy Pete?
Yep.
Captain Thumb? Nail Boy?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, you said that, and I was simultaneously amused and bummed out. I was like, huh.
Well, yeah, I can remember. Like, yeah, well, are you mean the funeral, or are you still harping on me for not remembering Merkel's last name?
Oh, no, the funeral. Oh, no, okay.
I... It's like, God damn it, Cole. Like, I remembered. I was just lost for words. Not meaningful.
No, I understand.
I mean funeral, like anybody ever dying is gonna be sad, and it's gonna happen at some point, like, right. You know, that's gonna happen. There's also a situation in which, like, you know, we both go to a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's like, yeah, like that's one of our buddies, like, yeah, it just sucks as you get older.
Yeah,
keep getting worse.
Yeah, well, that's what I say every day, that we don't have a tontine set up.
Yeah,
we're missing out.
We gotta set up everyone puts their R zone into a casket. And then whoever has the key, the final key, gets to pull it up the hellfish bonanza.
But how are we going to hide it?
Oh, and we get an impartial third.
Okay, but you can hear it all across the land.
Yeah, like the yeah. Uh-huh. I really want, so there's that thing with all the ducks where they press down on the ducks and they make that noise. One of the things is, if we were ever like really, really huge, like a really huge podcast network, it'd be awesome if we did a meetup and we had anybody who had an R zone show up and see if we can do a synchronized Daytona.
Oh yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be pretty good. It would be like, would we do it to freak out the squares? Like, do we do this
on unicycles and stronger cars and stuff in Portland? Yeah.
Is this a solemn thing to be done in somebody's, you know, like rumpus room, or are we out like in the town square, or like, okay, is it a flash mob, I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh, I was just thinking for science, but then once we figured out what it sounds like, we can do whatever we want with it.
Right. So we need to test it, make sure nobody will get hurt.
It's not less pleasant than a bagpipe. We could do it at firefighters' funerals if we wanted to.
I could just roll up.
Yeah. We're just here to show respect, ma'am. I wish I'd done the sound effect. I put mine.
Oh, wait one moment.
Yeah. He died as he lived, fighting fires.
Give somebody
a
21 R zone salute.
Because until we get all those people together, we just have to do the same R zone salute 21 times.
Oh, yeah.
That somehow seems disrespectful to our nation's heroes. Like, their widow's time is valuable. They gotta move on.
Yeah. I'm just picturing the changing of the guard. The changing of the guard, the two of the unknown R zone.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It got weird. Like, our first episode we recorded today was perfectly fine, and then, like, I don't know. I feel like it's like we showed up, it's like we showed up and there's just the wig sphere instead of the sun sphere. Like, we had to kind of adjust.
I'm just looking at pictures of the R-Zone's data zone.
Yeah, the data zone also, like, I mean, I still really want one, but the data zone is almost not, you can't really joke about it because it's too cool to joke about. Like, I legitimately want one too much. So
there's a pretty substantial speaker on that as well.
Oh, man.
Mm. Ooh, and this one's in French. Cartouche de jeu R-Zone.
I would love it if, like, instead of releasing all their things, you know, new things on tapes, uh-huh, people release things on data zones. Like the hottest new mixed data zone.
Yep.
Which
it would effectively be that Wu-Tang album that Farmer Bro got.
Yeah, the Kelly.
Yeah, there's only one of them in the world. R zone data zone on the PDA wiki. Huh. Yeah, this is pretty funny.
So thanks for listening for this for 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Just because we lost some steam and lost some direction on this episode does not indicate that episode 201 onward is going to be, you know, just kind of talking and asking each other questions until we accidentally stumble into something more better than, you know, and then find some life.
Yeah.
In our untimely deaths. Don't think that.
No. Like this is still the most fun that I have doing a show. You know, yes, like
that's not sad. That's good.
Yes. I didn't even get a sad read on that potentially when I laid it out. No, this is like this is something that like I want to keep on doing, and I think that it continues finding new life even if we do with it on a round number one, which will probably stick in my craw for a bit.
Yeah. But it's okay. Yeah. I forgive us.
Yeah.
And so if you like the show, you can patronize us. If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, you can rate and review it. You can do all those things. Mm-hmm. You can get an R zone yourself for the eventual 21 R zone salute. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably about it.
I think so. Come back for 200 more and that is it.
And then we're done.
Yep.
So good night, Dolly. And until next time, good night, Philippe and Ronaldo. We have to do like a Fantagraphics comic where they kill themselves. What if the R zone got cleaned? The R zone got cleaned by the alt-right. I would almost think that was worth it. Like if we could convince them to all walk around with R zones on their heads, like drinking milk and like carrying tiki torches.
Wait a minute. They carry tiki torches?
Richard Spencer did a big march to make sure Confederate monuments stayed up, and they wanted to have torches because they wanted to be like the KKK because they're awful. But you can't just go and buy a torch anymore, so they all had tiki torches.
I don't know that like back in Frankenstein times they actually like bought. I don't think they were doing store-bought torches. Honest with you,
they weren't. It was just these guys are they're bad. They're bad and dumb.
they could not figure out plus grease plus stick.
We were trying to look like the KKK and fucked it up. Like, so instead we somehow looked worse. We looked like the lowercase KKK. How did that happen?